I'm getting ready to get on an airplane the other day, and I asked for a different seat. The guy liked the way I asked, so he's moving other people out of seats to put me where I wanted to go.
How do you do that?
Yeah, walks through that approach. I try all the time. I always get, sorry, our flight's full. We can't do anything.
Yeah, because you come up there and you ask the same way as everybody else did. Did you walk up and go, how are you today? That's an indicator you got an ask. This is what they're used to on the other side. That's the problem. They're preconditioned. So I'll walk up and say, look, I probably feel like the biggest jerk you ever saw in your life. Or my son, when he needed to change his seat on an airplane one time, he says, I'm here to sign up for the Mistake of the Day Award. And I am the dumbest customer that you are going to see. And he saw the woman behind the counter smile, and she finished typing, and she looked at him, and she says, all right, what do you got? The amount of power that people in the airlines have on those keyboards is astonishing. They can do crazy stuff if they feel like